Well, we're just starting to look at Acts chapter 21, verses 7 through 9. As we saw last time, Paul and his team were saying goodbye to their friends at Tyre. After kneeling on the beach near the boat slip, Paul prayed for them, and no doubt they prayed for him. And after embracing one another, Luke tells us that Paul went aboard the ship, and the Tyrian Christians went home. So Luke picks up with our story in verse 7, where he writes this. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for about a day. I'm always interested in how different translators arrive at the various wordings of Bible passages. In verse 7 here, the NIV says, we continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais. The old King James Version says, and when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. The literal Greek text says, having completed our voyage from Tyre, Luke uses a specific verb for the word completed that only appears here in the entire book of Acts. In essence, it means to make the last stop in a journey or to completely finish it. So Luke probably used that verb in order to note that the ship that they had crossed the Mediterranean with had docked at Tyre and that this completed this leg of the journey. He goes on to say that they landed in Ptolemais, which leads us to understand that they needed to take a smaller ship down the coastline to the next port. Now, that trip would have taken about 30 miles. So some have suggested that the group walked that last leg of the journey, but why would Luke say we landed at Ptolemais if that was the case? So now notice what Luke says. We greeted the brothers and stayed with them for a day. Even at the time of Luke's first century narrative, Ptolemais was a very old port city. It was the most southern port in Phoenicia, and its name came from King Ptolemy II. Again, it was a very old city, and its original Old Testament name was Acco, and it was a Canaanite city. As a matter of fact, Judges 1 records, Asher failed to drive out the inhabitants of Acco. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land because they did not drive them out. After the Greco-Roman era, during the time of the Crusades, the city of Acco resumed its former title with a slightly Gallicized Semitic name, Acre. Today, it's called Acca. So being a Hellenistic city, Ptolemais was influenced by Greek culture and religion. However, it also had a very significant Jewish population, as evidenced by historical records and archaeological findings. The coexistence of different cultures and religions in Ptolemais reflects the broader cultural dynamics of the region during the Roman period. Excavations in Ptolemais have uncovered remnants of ancient fortifications, public buildings, and religious sites. The city's archaeological layers reveal the cultural influence from different periods, including Phoenician, Hellenistic, Roman, and Byzantine. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.